Republican Senators Scott Fitzgerald, Pam Galloway, Terry Moulton, and Van Wongard each challenged thousands of signatures based on an argument that new district lines have already taken effect. And on that basis, they want to strike the signatures of people who live in their old legislative districts but don't live in the new ones. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Barry Burden calls the argument a stretch.
That one seems the most obvious case to me of trying something that's probably not going to work.
Burden says the redistricting law Republicans wrote says plainly that the new maps don't take effect until the November 2012 general election. Republicans filed a lawsuit in Waukesha County months ago trying to get a court to move up the effective date, but that lawsuit hasn't gone anywhere. Burden notes the recall challenges also allege other deficiencies.
Missing apartment numbers, illegibility, improper dating, and those don't add up to very many signatures.
Also, there's no guarantee the Government Accountability Board will agree with all those challenges. Each Republican senator is also moving to strike hundreds of signatures from the first day petitions were circulated, arguing there's no way to prove those people signed before the exact time when the recall committees registered with the state. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald filed the most challenges. If every one were to be accepted by the board, his would be the only recall effort to be thwarted. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.